This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Approaching 8:06 on Classic today. I don't, never mind what I had planned. I don't know, Governor Kemp or something. Not important. We'll circle back to him. Now, look up, and our old friend Jack Bowerly is wandering the halls, our studios. Hey, come sit down and talk with us on the radio. Jack Bowerly, how long retired now?
About a year and a half.
Okay. Swimming and diving coach, uber successful at the University of Georgia, coaching Olympic athletes. You may have heard of Michael Phelps. Jack Bowerly taught him everything he knew, that guy.
I knew him when he was about 12 years old.
Wow. So, yeah. How's retirement?
It's fun. I mean, you got a lot of things. I'm staying pretty busy with a few other things and some swimming things, obviously, and some talks here and there. I was over in Buckhead this time last week at Terry College Thursdays. Mm-hmm. And so I get a chance to, if you hang around long enough, someone, they probably think you might know something. That's something. So
I'm starting to find that out. You asked me just before we got, how long have you been doing this? 36 years, 26
years.
In Athens. So
where were you before?
I moved up here from Tallahassee.
Because you went to school at FSU, right?
Well, I didn't go to school there, just a fan. I grew up in South Georgia. I started the radio career. I love to tell this story. You may not have heard it.
No.
My very first day in radio. Little town called Bainbridge down in Southwest Georgia. My very first day in radio. I walk in. They're going to have me read cop reports and that kind of thing. Cover the city council. And they walk in. They hand me a note. Said, we hear the high school's about to hire a new football coach. See what you can find out. Okay. A couple of phone calls. I got some guy named Sonny Smart on the phone. Yeah, we're going to announce it in a couple of hours. That was my first day. The first thing I ever did in radio
was sports.
Was sports, and Sonny Smart, Kirby Smart's dad, taking that job down there in Bainbridge. And all
in
these
Bainbridge.
Years later, here and I, and he and I in the same
What
town.
A nice man he is.
Sonny Smart's an amazing man.
Yes,
I learned so much from that guy.
Oh, that's cool.
Now,
a story.
And then it comes
full cycle.
And he and I, Kirby Smart, live about a mile and a half apart now. And he's obviously having uber success here. About that, and not just football, all the sports. And you've got the vantage point of being very successful for a number of years. The change in college sports. We look at football, but it impacts all the sports.
It does.
The transfer portal, the NIL, the conference realignment, the TV deals.
Yep.
It's a different universe.
It's a real different universe, and too much of it happened at the same time. Yeah, it's I don't know how these guys are doing it. And, you know, now in swimming, I mean, NIL's creeped into every sport, as you probably can imagine. But the, the transfer, the portal might be as bad as anything else.
Well, you have to keep recruiting the same players over and over.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, Tim, is, the beauty of what you do as a coach, the reason you coach, is you have someone come in and you watch them develop, and you try to help them develop. And, if now, in some of the greatest relationships I can certainly say I have with some athletes are ones that had a major pitfall somewhere along the way. And in actuality, any kind of uber successful career that I've had coaching, any swimmer, there was something that went awry at some point in time that they had to deal with that you walked through with them. And that's when the lessons are learned.
I'm out of here. I'm going to Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what's going to happen, and it has happened. And it's starting to happen more and more, and it's, whatever happens in football and basketball trickles down to everything. But, it's a little bit – it's disconcerting because that was – I think they – it's just changed the model that we had. It was college athletics. That was part of what we were doing. We were supposed to help shape how people were going to be. And you really felt like you had a gigantic impact at that time. But now, like as you said, if someone has something go wrong, they're out. Yeah. And you might be swimming against them immediately, too.
Yeah.
At one point in time, football and everything else, at least they had to sit somewhere. They had to pay a price. Mm-hmm. and I know the argument was, well, coaches could leave and they all left, but and there's an argument to that too. But anyhow, we've made everything a little bit too easy.
Is there a fix, Coach Jack Bowerly? Is there a fix here? Some suggest, I don't know, a commissioner, a czar. We have an NCAA that looks to me as if it's largely throwing up its hands on some of this. Would a benevolent dictator be the right answer?
I think they have to do something, because I agree with you about the NCAA. They're even further washing their hands from it, it seems to me. And there's some pretty big legislation coming up, as you well know, that's going to have that may have every athlete here. It's going to change to a point where they're going to be employees.
Well, we just saw, is it Dartmouth, I think, Dartmouth basketball, where the players have literally unionized as employees?
And that's going to happen. I think it's going to happen down the road, that everyone's going to be an employee, because basically what they're doing is going to be on the shoulders of all the schools, that they're going to have to pay any athlete that's here. And then you're all of a sudden, but it's a
and
scary
boy,
thought.
Title IX with that, holy smokes.
Well, and also, Title IX with that, that's going to be a whole other thing. And then also, you're sitting there in a place where the athletes, it might seem great because every athlete's going to be getting paid at least a certain amount, but you got to remember, all of a sudden, you're an employee, and employees can get fired. So I think, I don't think that everything's been thought out enough. But I know we're in a place. There have been more changes in the last year and a half, than there have been really since, when Title IX came down.
Jack Bowerly, another couple of minutes here again. Swimming and diving coach for how long at UGA?
I did 43 years as a head coach. Then Coach Dooley hired me in 79. And Claude Felton just retired, the most wonderful guy we could have ever had. We were lucky. And he and I were hired the same year.
Oh, wow.
And he just told me a story when, like this. Tim, I guess one of his first thing, Coach Dooley called him in and said, "Hey, Claude, you got to get with a couple of new coaches. I just hired two new coaches and young guys, and one of them is this guy named Andy Landers." And he said he's a very enthusiastic coach from a junior college. He goes, "I'm not sure where, somewhere in Tennessee." He says, "But he's enthusiastic, and I think he's going to do fine." And then he said, "And then I had this other guy. I got this guy. He's a young guy also, and Andy and I were both 27 at the same time when we were hired." And he goes, and he says, "Now I think he has some upside, but I'm not really sure." So Claude had to give us an interview, and that's how we were welcome to the world.
Let you go on this one. When you look back at what and you saw over the course of 4.5 decades, the athletic programs at the University of Georgia, plural, evolve. Yep. Obviously, two natties in football, three actually, but two back-to-back, and what it is now compared to what it was. And you've had a front-row seat for all of it.
Yeah. Well, it was sort of neat to watch because, when I was here, we won football in 80. Mm-hmm. And then the next person that won I think Suzanne won in 85.
Gym Dogs.
And Suzanne, and then Jeff may have won in 87 or 89, Wallace. And then obviously we had men's tennis.
Tennis takes off.
Too, with Coach McGill before, and Manny was even the assistant at that time. And that's, David Johnson and I were just talking about, it's, as they say, it's hard to, follow a legend, but Manny did it in spades. It's amazing. That's one of the very few times you'll see that transpire like that. They almost kept getting better and better. He built on what they already did. But I think Suzanne and Coach McGill, in my mind as a coach here, made it me think it was possible to do with my own program.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was gigantic. Football was football. To me, that was a separate entity.
Yeah.
I appreciate it was an understatement. I loved it. That was a great year. And if you look back, then every great year has some times. I look back to those games just about 2 weeks ago, and thank goodness a couple of them went our way. And it's starting with a number one game, it's 16 to 15. But I think Suzanne and Coach McGill really gave us a lot of hope. And then after that, we just started. And then 99, we had that 1 year. Chris Hack won with golf. Mm-hmm. Manny won. Suzanne won. And who am I missing here? We got another one. Chris Hack, Suzanne. There was a Jeff. So Yeah, that's right. And me. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Four. Quite the career. We won four, and that was, and we were second in the. They used to call it the Sears Cup. Now it's the Director's Cup.
Yeah. Jack Bowerly, longtime swimming diving coach, successful at the University of Georgia. Thanks for dropping in, just wandering the halls this morning.
Tim.
And grab him, sit down, let's chat for a minute.
That's great.
Approaching 8:16.
And thanks for everything you do. It's amazing. I love listening to you is a wealth of information because politically, even locally, I you're the one I get my information
you
from.
You know, every couple of weeks they put money in my bank account and I keep coming back.
Yeah, but you know what you're doing.
8:16. Well, if I don't buy now, I'm not going to learn.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.